I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This production contains scenes of graphic violence and strong language, which some listeners may find offensive.
I can't run anymore.
Me either.
Okay.
All those scouts, all those other kids, they're dead.
Or turned into one of those killers. Where are we even going?
Away from there.
I know, but where?
I don't know. Damn it. Those fuckers. Gus. Joe. Lucas.
You really gave it to that tree.
Shut up.
Well, what do we do now?
I'm thinking.
Mom, I don't know how to say this, but things got bad. Really bad. I know I'm 12, and I'm supposed to be brave and all. I just really want to go home.
Franklin, what are you doing? Are you journaling?
No.
What could you possibly be writing right now?
A letter.
To who?
My mom. I promised I'd write her every day.
I hate to break it to you, Frankie, but I don't think we'll be able to send a letter anytime soon.
I know. I know that. I'm not going to send it. I'm going to give it to her. Let me get out of this mess.
Seriously? What do we know if we're going to make it through the day? We need to keep going.
Yeah.
I want to go home. And I can't. But at least I'm not alone. So I'm going to try to be brave. And when all this is over and we're together again, I'm going to hand you this letter.
promise.
We're alive. Scout's honor. Written by Elisa Elliott and K.C. Wayland. Chapter 2. Between Two Harbors. Part 1 of 2.
I don't hear them anymore. I think we're far enough from camp.
Why? Why? How did this happen?
Who knows? It just did.
Frankie, I'm sorry for snapping at you. I was only trying to deal with all of this.
Yeah, I know. I just can't stop thinking about what we saw. And those things.
Me too.
1 minute everyone was fine, and the next they were completely different.
Like totally deranged, shrieking, scratching, biting?
And then the other campers became like them too. Like almost an instant.
Or they killed others like Lucas.
Do you think it really is zombies?
I do. Why not?
Come on, isn't that just movie stuff?
The evidence is there. I've been going over everything that happened in my head, trying to make sense of it all.
None of it makes sense. It was craziness.
But look at the facts. We know everyone was fine before.
Until they weren't.
And their skin was getting all pale. And did you see their eyes?
Yeah. All milky and white.
So creepy.
Exactly. And they changed and something caused that. A catalyst.
A what?
A catalyst. Started by sickness, a virus, a mutation.
A parasite? Toxic waste?
Voodoo magic?
Probably not that.
Okay, but why does that even matter? All we need to know is that we've got to stay as far away from those things as possible.
But if we knew what caused people to change, it would help us understand them and their motivations and stay safe. Remember Adventure Scout rule number 7.
Knowledge saves lives.
And we should find out as much as we can so we know what we're up against.
Well, Super Scout, start figuring it out.
Studying them would be best.
Seriously? That's suicide. Okay, ignore Stupid Scout.
But since we don't want to get near them, we just have to think. What do we already know? What was the sequence of events?
In the office. The emergency broadcast, and Joe and Pierce talking. That's the first time we heard about an evacuation.
And then the bus crashed.
And that's when all the sick-looking people came out of the bus. So they came from somewhere.
And Gus attacked Valerie, and then there was Lucas. Lucas, man. We left him behind.
There was nothing we could do.
But we did before. We left him out of our troop, and if we didn't, he might not have died.
We don't know that for sure.
Guys, stop.
Look, I know it's hard to rehash this stuff.
Stop!
What? What is it?
I don't know. I thought I heard something.
There it is.
I heard it too.
What do we do?
Shh! Guys, be quiet. Blaine, what are you doing?
Scout rule number 3. Always be prepared.
You get a gun!
I grabbed one of the rifles from the shooting range when we lost you.
Aren't those locked up?
That's why I took the keys from the director's office.
You stole it?
Who's alive that would care? I didn't get a chance to even load it before. I just wanted to find you and...
Shh.
Sounds like more than one.
Shit. Here we go.
Come on, we need to keep going. Do you think it's following us?
Wait, is that...
Ah! He's got a gun!
What the? Did you just shoot an arrow at us?
You should talk. You're pointing a gun.
We thought you were one of them.
Jesus, of all the people.
Happy to see you too.
Ruby! Are you okay?
You're not sick?
No, but others are. So you'll camp too, huh?
Yeah. We battled about 100 of those things and made it into the woods.
Battled?
Dodge is more like it.
Who's dicey there for a second? We almost lost Frankie here, but we managed to save him.
You're a bona fide hero.
You don't get it, do you? You didn't see it.
It was really bad.
Yeah, look at your eye.
My eye? Oh, that was from someone else earlier.
Huh?
That doesn't matter. I'll tell you later. What happened at your camp?
We were getting set up at the archery range when we heard the call to evacuate. We couldn't make it back down to the main camp because some of the other sick girls chased us into the woods.
And then another man chased after us, too.
I'm so glad,
you... So you didn't see what they can do, did you?
Shh!
What?
I heard something.
More survivors from camp?
No, the man caught up with us. Actually going to shoot anything with that? Where'd that arrow go? That was my last one.
It's stuck in the tree, but don't worry about it. At least I'll hit my target if I have to. Unlike you.
Are you saying you would have wanted me to hit you?
Shut up! He's not a zombie?
A what?
Oh my god, he's hurt! Sir, are you okay?
Ruby, no!
Yet. Not a zombie yet. We don't know. Excuse me, sir. Please stay back.
He's not. He's sick like the others.
No, he's changing.
What?
He's turning into one of them.
Into what? You have got to be kidding me.
Look at his skin. All the color's gone.
Told you.
What do we do?
Blaine, you need to end this right now.
Shoot him?
Yes, or he'll attack us. You saw what they'll do.
Are you insane?
Do it.
Really? I should?
This is crazy. He's sick and bleeding and... What if we can still help him fix whatever's Carmen, wrong?
No, don't!
Blaine, let go of me!
No, don't be an idiot!
Come and stop! The gun!
I got it! Sir, please, stay back! I'll shoot!
No.
Stay back!
Hurry before you...
Dad, don't! Please. You did it.
Oh, God.
I didn't...
What did you do?
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's definitely dead.
He was changing, I swear. You all saw.
You killed him?
No, I mean... He's not human anymore, or almost. He's not, right?
You psycho.
Are you kidding me? He is not a psycho. After everything we just saw, he did what he had to do. We're doing what we have to do now. Zach, you did good, buddy, okay?
This is awful.
He was changing. Look at the guy's eyes. They're almost white.
And his skin.
We told you. Zombies.
Zombies.
Before we ran into you guys, Zach was just working out how it all happens. Right, Zach?
Yeah.
Well, tell them.
Based on the evidence we have so far, it would seem that we are dealing with some sort of zombie-like infection.
Really?
Well, if it's an infection, there could have been a way to treat it, like with an illness. We could have saved him.
This guy was 1 second away from becoming totally deranged and attacking us, all like the others we saw. He was just... slower to become one.
It's possible if it's a sickness, there could be a cure. But we didn't have time, right?
You saw them kill people?
Yeah. A lot.
Or turn others into something just like them.
Well, we didn't.
That doesn't mean they won't. They aren't like us anymore. You did the right thing, Zach. Keep thinking you can help them. And you'll end up dead.
So what makes us become them?
I don't know what causes the change yet.
From this wound, it looks like he was bitten.
Non-fatal, but enough to start the process.
That poor man.
He dropped this. Curtis.
Curtis?
His name. It's here on his badge. There's a pretty nice camera inside. A little dirty,
but... Can I see that?
Stealing from a dead man.
Carmen.
I'm not.
Would you get over it already?
Camera's on video mode. I wonder if he might have caught something on tape that could give us some answers. Make his death, this whole mess, worthwhile.
Good thinking, Zach. And plus, he's not going to have much use for it now.
It's not turning on. Got pretty banged up. Maybe I can work on it later. Oh my god.
I think we need to keep moving.
Where? And I don't even know if we want to stay with you guys. We were doing fine on our own.
Until that guy caught up with you.
You might be right, Carmen. I think it's safe if we stick together.
Little Red knows what's up.
Don't call her that.
Please stop. This isn't the time for arguing. We need to keep moving.
Ugh. Okay, fine. We can stick together for now. But seriously, where are we gonna go?
Two harbors. Best bet.
It is the closest town to us.
But isn't that where Gus drove in from?
Do you think those things would be there too?
It's possible, but the town may have been able to do something about it. They have police, medical, a fire department. Plus, my parents are there right now.
Your parents are there?
Yeah. They're spending the day scuba diving in two harbors before heading to our vacation home in Avalon. So the yacht should still be docked in the cove.
Sounds like the best plan to me.
Me too.
Okay, fine. If you all think so.
All right. Well, we need to head this way. Where are we now?
Let me see.
Probably somewhere around here. South of Parsons Landing. I think we're on the Trans-Catalina Trail.
Perfect. I have a compass. That way is north.
So we need to head south towards Silver Peak Road.
This route would be the most efficient.
We know the way. Onward, team. Lower the sails, full steam ahead.
Which is it? By wind or steam?
Aren't they technically the same, Brainiac?
Touché.
Okay, we are not a team, and even if we were a team, you definitely would not be captain.
What do you mean? I'm a natural-born leader.
Like I wasn't in charge of half the girls' camp.
Co-captains, then?
Fine.
Wait, are we just gonna leave him like that?
I think we're gonna have to.
What else should we really do?
Hold on. I'm sorry, Curtis. I really am.
We're alive. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
And now, back to the show.
Around camp, there were a good amount of trees and bushes, but once we started to get towards the center of the island, there was mostly tall grass and weeds. Not many places to hide if anything saw us out here. It was pretty empty. The air didn't blow, so the trail got really hot quick. Most everyone kept fairly quiet. I don't think the girls really trusted what we saw before. I don't know if I would have either. Everything was still sinking in. What was happening, and what might be ahead of us? After marching on for hours, we finally saw the small town of two harbors in the distance.
Please tell me that's the town over there.
I hope so.
Who knew that little section of map would take so long?
What do you think? Geez, and you're captain?
Catalina's a lot bigger when you're not going by boat.
What's that sound? What sound? That! Sorry. It's my stomach. Haven't eaten in a while. Oh, I might have...
Guys, I got the camera working. Cleaned out the battery contacts and... Yes! There's some video clips on here.
So that was crazy. I was able to shake those two psychos who attacked me literally out of nowhere.
So he got attacked.
At least it's totally going to go viral. Oh, Delilah's not going to believe this.
Who's Delilah?
I'll get back to town and get this checked out, though.
Did he leave her behind?
But it's a shot or two if you have the memories, right? And this trail has truly been one.
So he's going along the trail.
But I'm okay. I'm just gonna take it.
My God, he doesn't look good.
Take it. A little slow for a bit.
Oh, no.
But like I always say, you never know where the adventure will take you when you travel with the Taylors.
He's already becoming one of them.
Until next time, Curtis out. Oh, wow, that's really starting to hurt. Might need some help.
Ruby, come on! Wait, what's that?
Hikers. Maybe I should warn them. Guys? Girls?
Wait, do you hear something?
Girls, over here!
Yeah, what is that?
Help! Girls, help
it's
me!
It's a man! I don't know!
Oh, please! Girls, somebody! Help!
Come on!
I could hear us talking in the background.
He said two people attacked him.
That means they actually killed him.
He was just a guy. A normal guy.
Till you pulled the trigger.
Did you not see the video? Do you not understand what's at stake here? Zach did the right thing.
Whatever.
Maybe he got what attacked him on tape?
There are a lot more recordings on here, so it's possible. No, no, no!
What happened?
The camera shut down. Great. Sorry, Curtis. Legacy lost.
I saw you gave him your movie making badge. You worked hard for that one.
What's the point of any of them now?
Isn't now the point of all of them? How many things did you learn for all those badges? Isn't this why we do it? So one day we're actually prepared for this shit?
Well, Zach just got the life-saving badge if there is one.
Maybe.
Debatable. I think we're almost there.
Young lady, you are correct. Feast your eyes on two harbors.
Great, because I'm starving.
It's really quiet.
Too quiet.
Yeah, but everything looks okay.
And where are the people?
There's someone. Look, a little girl on a swing.
Does something about this feel a bit creepy?
A little girl swinging alone in dead silence in the middle of a zombie apocalypse? No, not creepy at all.
Should we at least see if she's okay?
I'm gonna give that a hard no. And there she goes.
This is like straight out of a horror movie.
What do we do now?
We keep going. But be on the lookout. We don't know what went on here.
Where did all the people go?
Maybe they were evacuated?
But there'd be someone left. You know, to give directions and stuff?
Ugh, I think I stepped in chewing gum. My shoe was all sticky.
Ugh, I stepped in it too.
I don't think that's gum. Look at the ground.
What the?
Is that blood?
Oh my god, why is there so much of it?
It looks like something was being dragged off. There's pieces.
I'm gonna be sick.
Me too. Look, we're on the wall over there.
No, no, this can't be.
Something bad went down.
They were here too.
They still could be.
We need to get out of here.
Back to the trail.
No, to the water. That's where your parents would be, right, Zach?
Yeah. The yacht should be off the pier.
Or any boat at this point.
I did not want to think about what must have happened in two harbors. There was so much blood. Unfortunately, we ran right through it. And then discovered even more. It almost didn't look real.
Oh my god.
Try not to look at it.
How can I? It's literally everywhere.
Oh, so gross. I can't...
Wait. What is that stacked over there?
Are those... people?
Were people. So many bodies.
They're all piled up.
That can't be.
Are they?
Dead. Like, dead dead.
That was the man from the boat.
I can't, guys. Guys, I can't do this.
Easy. Easy. Turn away, just try not to look.
Mike, how many might have died?
They did this.
And they're still here. What do we do?
We need to hide.
Inside. Anywhere. Hurry.
These are locked.
Shit.
This one too. Please open. Shoot.
Keep trying.
Whoa. This one. This one's open.
Get behind the counter. Stay quiet.
Oh, what's that smell? It's fish. They're rotting.
I lost my appetite.
I'll never have one again. Of all places to hide.
So many dead fish. We must be at the fishmongers.
Everything in this town is dead.
What are we gonna do now?
That pile. The bodies. There were so many. All
I
those
can't,
people.
Just...
Shh. All of you.
You have to be quiet, okay? We depend on it. Blaine, can you see what's happening out there?
I'll try. Oh. Oh.
Shh. I can't help it. I'm gagging.
Those things are still wandering the streets. Not far.
How many?
Four, I think. They're covered in blood.
Oh, God.
Two are wearing scouts uniforms.
They're kids? Like us?
How did they get all the way down here?
What was that? What are they doing?
What now?
I think they're... smelling something?
Smelling?
Yeah. Zach, could they be trying to sniff us out?
It's possible. Many animals hunt by scent.
Those things are like animals?
It makes sense.
They're coming this way! Get down!
What are you doing?
Reloading.
Quiet! You think they heard that?
Blaine!
Just in case.
What was that?
What now?
I don't know, but they're all going towards it.
Can we get out of here now? The smell was making me sick.
I think the smell may have saved our lives.
What?
The stench of the dead fish may have covered our smell.
Guys, it's clear outside. It's not far. We can make it.
To the pier?
Let's go.
But the bodies, the...
Pretend they aren't real.
But they are.
We have to go past them again. You can do this. We all have to.
Stay with me, Ruby. We go together.
I can't. Here, take my hand.
No, I've got her.
Oh, but I can, really.
Did you hear what I said? Just keep moving forward, Ruby. Look down.
Go, go, go.
Made it.
Thank goodness.
I don't see any of those things around either.
Great. Now where's your parents' boat, Zach? There's not many left in the harbor. Most of these don't even look seaworthy.
I don't see your yacht. Golden Tan, right?
Yeah. No, me neither.
Aren't yachts huge? How hard could it be to find? Where is it?
It's gone.
To be continued in the next episode of We're Alive, Scout's Honor. And now, a word from our sponsors. Stand by for a message from your trusty camp counselors from Emerald Bay. When staying in camp, equipment should be handled only with the permission of the staff. Under no circumstances should any storage keys be stolen, and absolutely no firearms should be removed from the rifle range. The operation of these weapons should be conducted with care and safety in mind, under the supervision of trained professionals. The actions you have heard should not be followed in any way. And now, those who have brought you this audio adventure. You've been listening to We're Alive, Scout's Honor. Produced by Wayland Productions. Written by Elisa Elliott and Casey Wayland. Created and directed by Casey Wayland. Starring
Bowden Michael McConnell as Franklin.
Julian Vidorasaga as Blaine.
Dylan Rich as Zach.
Isabella Buer as Ruby. Riley Jackson as Carmen.
Zach Paul Brown as Curtis.
And I'm Michael Swan. Additional voices by Victoria Cheng, Gino Jang, Jaina Nishioka, Greg Perot,
Blair Wayland, K.C. Wayland.
Produced by K.C. Wayland.
Co-producers, Elisa Elliott and Victoria Cheng.
Editing and sound design by Gino Jang.
Music composed by Robert Mai.
Theme music by Danny Burkhoff-Hopkins.
Vocal cut editing by Nikki Spina. Assistant Editor Tim Mulhern. Post-production supervisors Victoria Cheng and K.C. Wayland. Orchestrations by Robert Mai. Music assistance by Evan Tamani.
Recording and engineering by Wayland Productions. Recording engineer Victoria Cheng. Script supervisor Gino Jang.
Production assistants Dimitri Keo, Isabella Miller, and Holly Megan Scott.
COVID compliance officer Holly Megan Scott. Casting by Eisenberg Beans Casting. This has been a Theater for the Mind by Wayland Productions.